Good morning, everyone. So let's begin our practice sitting down, closing our eyes, connecting to our breath. I breathe in blessings, bird song, the light of stars dimming in the dawn. I breathe in mystery and mountain streams, equanimity, and the audacity to live boldly, freely, willingly in service to the whole. My hands rest open lightly on my knees. They vibrate with possibility and grace. I breathe out judgment, expectations, doubt, and everything that handcuffs me and holds me back. Breath completes the circle of ebb and flow, highs and lows, form and formless, joined in one embrace. Now let's release our neck and let our head rock from side to side. Coming back to center, we'll take our hands to our heart in a prayer. May this practice today bring healing to our body, peace to our mind, joy to our heart, and unity with our spirit. Now with an inhale, fling arms up into the sky and feel your heart and spirit lift. Exhale, take hands back into the heart. With the next inhale, let's spread our arms open wide as our heart opens. And then exhale back to center. And now for the next few breaths, lift and then open. Beginning our practice with an open heart and an uplifted spirit. Now come back again to your heart. Open and focused. I am present to inner quiet and the sensory explosion of the day. This doesn't mean my mind never runs away with me, but that the universe is shot through with truth, like gold thread lighting up plain fabric. No matter where I look, it's there, a flash of knowing, a moment of repose. Now inhale, reaching arms to the sky. Exhale, fold into a forward bend. Let hands come to rest on the mat with fingers spread open wide. We'll step our feet back now. Pushing into the earth with our hands, we reach our hips into the sky as we come to downward facing dog. Now take a few moments to just ease into your body here. Stretching your back, lengthening your arms. And then rising up onto the toes to let one heel at a time stretch down toward the ground. As we feel the backs of our legs begin to open slowly and gently. And now walking hands back to the feet. Feet connected to the earth. We pour forward in a standing forward bend. Bend your knees a little. We're just beginning. Be gentle as you let go. And then hands returning to the mat, let's walk our way forward with our hands until we find ourselves again in downward facing dog. Stretching into our body once more and enjoying how it feels. And then inhale, shift shoulders over the wrists, knees to the mat, kneeling plank. Exhale, hips into the heels, child's pose. Inhale, come back to kneeling plank, reaching shoulders forward again. Then exhale, turn the toes under, hips to the sky, downward facing dog. So like this, we'll keep flowing. Each inhale takes us to kneeling plank. Our exhales alternating between the child's pose and the down dog. So some will come to our practice today with natural flexibility. Some will come with a lot of strength. Some will be here with both strength and flexibility. And some will come with very little of either. But it doesn't matter at all. The gifts of this practice are available no matter where you are. We'll all get a little stronger and a little more flexible, but the most important gifts are those gifts that come from the inner experience. The hundreds of things we never expected. Now, when this flow takes you back into your heels in child's pose, just remain there for a moment, establishing a nice resting place that's yours to come back to anytime you'd like to today. And now that we've all found our resting space, let's move on together. Fingers spread open wide, we'll curl our toes under. Hips reach to the sky, downward facing dog. Step our right foot forward. Left knee comes to the mat, inhale, arms open wide. Again, we open our heart. And exhale, let's bow. Now ride a wave of breath, over and over. Surfing that wave from the open heart to the bow. And now on the next bow, we let our hands come to the mat. We'll step our right foot back. And inhaling, we shift our shoulders forward, kneeling plank. This time with an exhale, let's lower all the way down. Inhaling, we curl the shoulders back and lift our heart into a little cobra. And then exhale, hips into heels, child's pose. Let's do that once again. Inhale, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling the cobra. And exhaling, child's pose. The toes curled into the mat, hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Let's step the left foot forward. Right knee on the mat, inhale, open heart. And exhale, bow. Flowing with breath as each of us meets ourselves right on the mat where we are. We practice trusting our body's intuition, the guidance of our heart and our breath. Take one more graceful flow that takes you back again, hands to the mat, and we step back. Inhale, forward, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, cobra. And exhale, child's pose. Now ease into your body by continuing this flow. As we begin to move our joints, heat our muscles. We focus on our breath, staying present to each moment. Now let the flow you're on be the last for now. It will take you back into your resting place, child's pose. And once again, we'll let everyone find their way here, and then we'll move on together. Fingers reaching out, let's turn our toes under, hips to the sky. Downward facing dog, where we'll walk our feet up to meet our hands. Inhale all the way up. And exhale, hands to the heart. Now with an inhale, let hands rise up, a flower opening as we expand our inner fingers. Exhale, diving into a forward bend. Hands come together in the prayer, and a prayer reaches right up the central line of our body. And as it crosses our heart again, the flower opens up into the day's light. Exhale, dive down. Again, let that prayer trace your midline. Let the flower open up, imagining it a thousand-petaled lotus. Dive down. Inhale, chair braces up. Again, the flower opens, but this time that flower closes back into our hearts. And we step to the front of our mat now for sun salutation. Inhale, reach up. Welcome this warm sunshine today. Exhale, sink hips down into chair. Inhale, bursting up. We take a back bend here only if it feels good for you. And then exhale, dive into the forward bend. Inhale, lifting up halfway, extending the heart forward. Exhaling, hands to the mat. Our right foot reaches back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. So you choose whether leg is up or down. Inhaling, arm circle to the sky, and exhaling, hands back to the earth. We step back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, we arch up. And let's take an exhale back to down dog. Right leg stretches up into the sky. And we'll step or help our right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhaling, hands float down to the mat where we'll step to the front again. Inhale, catch a wave of breath. And exhale, chair. Inhale, rise up. Add in that back bend if it feels good for you. And with an exhale, let's glide forward. Inhale, look to the horizon. Exhale, take to the mat. Let's step left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And exhaling, back to the mat. We step back now. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And with an exhale, back again, down dog. Left leg, raise it like a flag. Step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And let the exhale take hands to the mat. We step to the front again. And an inhale, lift to the sky. Exhale, chair. Inhale, right back up. Here's the chance for the back bend. You decide if you like it. And exhale, come floating down. Inhale, we lift up halfway again. And exhaling, our hands reach for the mat, our feet stepping back. Let's come to downward facing dog. We'll pause here in downward facing dog as we take this opportunity to feel our breath flow, to feel our energy awaken. No matter where I look, it's there. A flash of knowing. A moment of repose. So now that we've warmed our body up, we're ready to move into our standing flow. In these poses, we lengthen, we strengthen, we balance our body. But as we practice, we remember the hundreds of gifts that come with the inner experience of each moment. Just begin by reaching right leg up into the sky. Now step right foot forward. This time plant the back foot flat on the mat and we'll reach up to warrior one. Now breathe in the strength of a warrior here. Power. Fingertips reaching up to the sky. Feel freedom. Breathing in, breathing out, and welcoming this experience to your body, your mind, your spirit. Take the strength of this warrior and let's step forward right into chair pose. A long spine, long arms as we sit down. Feeling that strong center of our body supporting us. Now step back again and reclaim warrior one. Every breath, let this warrior one bloom from inside. The pose comes from deep inside and shines out. Now arms behind the back. Lace fingers together, roll the shoulders back, and let's express our heart wide open, bright and shining. Now tip forward, slowly coming to a forward bend by using our hips. Come to your leg, towards your leg, to your leg, beyond your leg, wherever it works for you. Wherever you feel balanced and centered. Drop hands to the mat and with a big inhale, swoop up to the sky again, warrior one. Circle arms back, around and around and around, opening our shoulders. and then arms to the sky. Step forward, chair. Nice deep chair. We feel strength building in our body. But that strength also affects us on a deeper level inside. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, dive into a forward bend. Hands to the mat, walk or jumping back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhale, back to down dog. Left leg now up into the sky. Step left foot forward. Plant the back foot, reach up, warrior one. So let this warrior one be inspired by a warrior of the past or the present. Someone who showed the strength of character to stand up for what's right and showed the heart to do so unselfishly for the benefit of others. Step forward, chair pose. Breathe in the energy of this pose. Slowing down our breath so we feel that energy even more. Step right foot back again, warrior one. Circle arms back, around and around. Arms up, hands behind the back. Nice fingers together, roll the shoulders back. Tip forward, shine your heart. Where for you do you feel steady here? Hands drop down to the mat, reach to the sky. Warrior one, again circling arms around and around. Arms up. One more beautiful breath in warrior one. And then step forward, chair pose. Deep breath. Now to the sky. Exhale, dive into the forward bend. Hands to the mat, walk or jump back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back to down dog. From this down dog, let's take knees to the mat. We'll shift our hands right underneath our shoulders and let's awaken our spine. Inhale, look up, lift the tail up, cow pose. Exhale, arching back to a cat. Now with your breath, with that ebb and flow, move from one to the other. Feel what it's like in your back to begin to expand and breathe into this freedom and opening. Come back to your neutral spine. Extend the left leg behind, the right leg behind you. Exhale, dip the shoulders down, elbows pulled into the body. Inhale with your center lifting up. Exhale, dip. Inhale with breath lifting up. Lowering, lifting. And then this time when we come up, we set the right foot on the floor behind us. We reach right arm to the sky and open sideways. Come back now, all fours. Cat and cow. Flow into the waves of your spine. Flow into the waves of your breath. Neutral spine, left leg reaches back. Exhale, dip down. Inhale, push up. Exhale, lower. Let that lifting be a lift rather than a push. Using your center, using your breath. And then next time we come up, we set the left foot to the floor. We reach left arm to the sky, reaching up into the beautiful day. And then come back. That hands find their way back to their down dog position, well worn in your mat. Curl toes under hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Now looking up to our hands, let's walk or jump our feet up to meet our hands. And inhale, lift us into the sky. Exhale, chair. Inhale, reach up. Again, you have an option for a back bend if you want. And then exhale, folding forward. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, hands to the mat, step the right foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. So find your way. Start with a nice, strong foundation. And then slowly make your way with arms to the sky. Breathing in the expansion of this pose into your body. When we're stressed, we're irritable with ourselves and with others. When we let go of these knots of tension in our body and the chaos of our mind, we can be our very best. Now take hands to the heart. Let's set the right hand beside the left foot, left hand behind the back. We're preparing to twist. So before we twist, we'll lengthen. And then with a nice long spine, we'll begin to turn our heart around to the left. Now in this twist, you can reach the left arm to the sky or you can keep it at your back. Anytime you'd like, the knee can come down. The support of your base is so critical. Unwind. Hands to the mat, step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back to down dog. Once again, looking to our hands, we walk or jump our feet up to meet our hands. Inhale to the sky. Exhaling, chair. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, dive into the depths. Inhale, halfway lift. And exhaling, hands to the mat. And again, we'll step our right foot back. So finding once more that lunge or kneeling lunge we just tasted. Now we'll let hands come down to the mat. As we do, we'll lay our back knee down. And we'll shift our hips back as we straighten the left leg for a hamstring stretch. Close your eyes and know that if you're one of those more flexible people, a full split is available here if you'd like. The more we can relax into the opening of our body, the more our body will respond and open. Imagine you can see the lines of energy that run up and down that left leg, beginning to open and clear. Now step onto the left foot. Let's plant our hands and step our way back, vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back to down dog. Look to the hands, walk or jump feet up to meet the hands. Take the inhale into the sky. And exhaling, chair. Inhale, reach up again. Curl into your back, only if it feels good, and then exhale, come down. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, hands to the mat. Let's step left foot back this time. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Take your time, slow your breath down. Feel all of the hundreds of effects. It feels so amazing in the inner experience of this pose. Hands to the heart. Left hand beside the right foot, right hand to the low back. Take the lengthening first, and then take that long body into the twist to the right. As before, you have so many options to customize this to your own needs. Now the twist unwinds, the hands come to the mat, we step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling our way back to down dog. Again, looking to our hands, we walk or jump our feet up to meet our hands. And inhale, lift us into the sky. Exhaling, chair. Inhale, reach up. Touch the sky. Take the back bend if you want. And exhale, come folding down. Inhale, look up and lengthen. Exhale, take hands to the mat. Again, the left foot steps back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Hands come to the mat. Let's lay the left knee down. Shifting hips back, we straighten the right leg this time. Closing eyes, taking the hamstring stretch or the split. Relaxed mind, a relaxed breath. When we treat our body with kindness and patience, it rewards us by slowly allowing it to open, letting go. Left foot comes back onto the mat, planting hands, we step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling back to down dog. Now shift forward, we're going to flow here. Inhale to plank, stay there. Exhale back to down dog. Now second time we come to plank, let's take the right knee into the body and hug it tight. And then we step back again to plank, or to down dog. Inhale, plank with both feet on the mat. Back to down dog with the exhale. This time left knee into the body, shift forward. And then back. So take the plank with both legs in between, but then alternate which knee comes into your body as you flow. There's that little breathless moment between the inhale and the exhale, when you can be fully in each of the poses. Moving from our center and establishing a strength deep inside. That strength that lets us be a peaceful warrior. That strength that lets us stand up for what we believe in. Now when you have a nice even feel in your flow, make your way back to downward facing dog. Remain there for a moment till everyone's finished. Now let's reach our right leg into the sky. Take an extra wide step forward with the right foot. Plant the back foot and let's open wide, warrior two. Now in this warrior two, let yourself become the sun. Your rays spreading out endlessly in every direction. Your heart shining bright to light up the entire earth. Keep expanding, keep shining out. Bend our right arm and lay it across our right thigh. As our left fingertips reach into the sky, we open into the beautiful side angle pose, where we really let our heart reach upward. Everyone exploring where this is an amazing expression of your feeling of freedom and space and length. Let it express itself from the inside. Now top arm begins a circle as it reaches back toward the back wall. Hand brushes against the back leg. Fingertips graze the mat. And as we point to the front of the room with the left hand, we'll straighten our right leg. And then we begin to bloom into this amazingly open triangle pose, where our fingertips reach straight into the sky and our legs are straight and long. In triangle today, let's let our top arm go beyond the vertical and actually reach a little behind our body as we let our heart reach higher into the sky. And then carefully folding back down to the mat, we step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling, it's back to down dog. Second side, left leg first up into the sky. And then with an extra big step forward, we plant that back foot and open again, becoming the sun once more, shining out. We feel this amazing unlimited potential as we reach out side to side. We feel our hips becoming more open, our spine lifting taller. The ebb and flow of every breath keeps us present. Bend the left arm, light across the left thigh, reach to the sky with the right hand. Side angle pose. Side angle pose that emerges from deep inside and keeps emerging with every breath. Top arm begins the circle, reaching back. Floating down to touch the leg and the mat. Fingertips point forward and then we emerge into the triangle as we straighten the legs and reach the arm to the sky. Going a little past the vertical and opening our heart even more. And then carefully it's back to the mat. Stepping back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling back to down dog. Once again, taking knees to the mat, we come to all fours. So walk hands back again so they're underneath the shoulders. This time for a twist. Let's inhale our right arm to the sky. And then exhaling, we'll slip the right arm under the left and come all the way to the right shoulder if that's possible. Left arm can stay at the mat or it can reach up into the sky. Finding that twist in our spine that so effectively lets go of the tension in the muscles along our back. That cleanses, that detoxifies. Now let that side unwind. Sit down onto the heels and with an inhale, reach high up into the sky, standing up onto the knee. Exhale, take a prayer into your heart. Back again to all fours. Let's twist the other way. Left arm into the sky. And then slip that arm underneath the right. Breathing in and out and feeling the effects inside and out. Letting go of just the surface level of yoga. Coming to the deeper level. Unwinding twist. We sit on our heels again. Inhale, reach up in celebration. Exhale, let that prayer melt into your heart. Reach out for downward facing dog. Let's lift our hips into the sky. And we're ready now to step into our last standing series for today. Looking to our hands, let's walk or jump our feet up to meet our hands. Inhale, arms to the sky. Now keep arms up and let's reach the right arm a little higher than the left. And then the left a little higher than the right. Now keep reaching one arm and then the other higher and higher until we start evolving into side bends. And with every reach, we come a little further into the side of our body. And feel how delicious that side bend feels. And then reach hands up to a prayer. And let that prayer come to your heart. So just one more pose here, a standing back bend. So let's start this back bend from the earth as we look to our feet grounded on the mat. We pull energy from the earth up into our legs and take our hands to our low back and make fists. Our spine rises up taller, and then slowly the shoulders roll back, the heart lifts, and we curl into the back bend that feels right today. Expanding into it with each breath. Slowly then, the back bend rises up. Our arms reach into the sky. And with an exhale, we dive into the forward bend. Take a letting go moment here as your back muscles relax and release. Head hanging down. And hands to the mat. Walk or jumping feet back. Last vinyasa. Inhale plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And let's exhale our way back to down dog. Only momentarily. Excuse me, let's lay our knees to the mat. Hips snuggle back into our heels. Returning to that resting place, child's pose. So settle in here for a moment as we take this opportunity to receive, to relax, to breathe. I breathe in blessings, birdsong, the light of stars dimming in the dawn. I breathe in mystery and mountain streams, equanimity, and the audacity to live boldly, freely, willingly, in service to the whole. And slowly, we turn our gaze to the front of our mat. We spread our fingers open wide. We curl our toes. Slowing down our movement, we reach hips into the sky, downward facing dog. Now let's walk our feet up to meet our hands. And with a nice long inhale, we let our body float up into the sky. From our roots, we reach. And exhale, hands into the heart. So we come now to the balancing segment of our practice today. Let's begin our balance on our right foot. We'll start today with tree pose. So feel your roots spread deep and wide. And then take the left foot to the ankle or the calf or the thigh of the right leg. Our hands at our heart, we establish our center. And then you're free to branch out from there. Becoming a tree. Imagine a tree having stood in one place for hundreds of years with roots so deep and a center so strong it can withstand all of the storms of life. Now arms reach straight into the sky and let's fly. Send the left leg back, warrior three. Soar over the ground, lengthening your body with every breath. Your arms can go in any direction. Find what helps you feel steady. Surf the waves of breath. And then from here we dive into the depths of the standing splits. Our hands come down, our head comes down, our foot reaches up, but everything just to your own degree. And then the left foot joins the right foot on the mat. And we take a nice long breath. From our roots, we rise. Exhaling, hands to the heart. Give yourself a moment to just let those poses dance around your body, to relax, to release. And then we balance on the other side. So let's plant the roots for our tree pose now with the left leg on the ground. Right foot, ankle, calf, or thigh. Establish your roots, establish your center so you could stand here for hundreds of years and be that tree. Imagine the wisdom the tree has, seeing life around it for years and years and years. And we're more steady our breath, the more steady our mind, the more steady our body as we now reach into the sky and take flight, warrior three. Extending, reaching, soaring. Let yourself fly, fearless. Now imagine you are a seabird flying through the air. And then like that seabird, dive down into the water. Standing splits. Back leg reaching up, head reaching down. And then let the left foot or right foot join the left once again. And from our roots, we rise. Exhale, hands come to the heart. And again, we have that moment to release. And then when you've released, let your hands fly up into the sky with an inhale. And with an exhale, bow deeply. Hands come to the mat. Our feet step back. Again, we lay our knees down and take ourselves back home to child's pose. This time enjoying another delicious side bend as we walk hands off to the right side of our mat and enjoy the stretch in the left side of our body. Hands back to center now and over to the left, stretching into the right side. And then it's back again to center. Fingers spread open wide. We curl our toes. We lift our hips into downward facing dog. And we're moving now into hip opening with pigeon pose. You're always free to take another variation of pigeon if you'd like here. Let's step our right foot forward. Bending the knee, the foot drops in behind the left hand, knee behind the right. Slowly we ease back into the left leg and find that pigeon that feels like a wonderful release. Heart can puff up like a pigeon's chest, or you can slowly lay your body down. If we close our eyes, we remember even more that this is an inner experience. Can you feel the letting go of tension, emotions, stress in your right hip? Can you help that tension to leave your body with your deep breath? With your letting go. Now let's come back onto our hands and we'll set the weight of our body for a moment onto our right hip. Let's swing our left leg around until the inner thigh and the right foot meet. Take the right hand onto the outside of the left leg, left hand behind the back, sit up nice and tall. And then slowly let your heart begin to turn to the left. Sitting tall, we feel this twist spiral from the earth up into the sky. And then unwind until you're aligned with the left leg. And then with an inhale, feel the back of the body and the front of the body lifting. And exhale, tip hips forward and take a forward bend. Close your eyes so you let go of the ego-driven need to be in any certain place. And you come instead to the sensation of your body, to the guidance of your heart and your breath, to the wisdom of your own body. Now walking hands slowly up the left leg. Again, we take the weight of our body onto the right hip for a moment and swing the left leg back again. With hands on the mat, we can now step back into downward facing dog. Let's take that same flow now on the other side. So step the left leg forward, bend the knee, foot behind the right hand, knee behind the left. Stretching back into the right leg and establishing the pigeon pose that's the most beautiful letting go for you. Close your eyes. Even though we're here together, enjoying each other's energy, this is really a very individual practice. To meet your needs, no one else's. The needs of your body and your heart, not the needs of your head. The letting go now is in the left hip. Feel how you're opening up, tasting more and more freedom. Back onto the mat. We push up and take the weight of our body onto the left hip as we swing our right leg forward to let it meet the left foot. Left hand to the outside of the right leg, right hand behind the back. Be tall. And then let yourself rotate to the right in the twist. Again, we corkscrew from earth into sky. Just as far as the left leg and inhale. Let yourself be lifted. And then exhale, tip the hips forward. Take the forward bend to the right leg. Close your eyes. Gently let your back body wrap around your front body. Feel the calming energy of this forward bend. Feel yourself practicing patience, acceptance, kindness. So much to learn from each and every pose. It's okay to be just who I am, to be where I am. Every experience is still here for me, no matter what. Our hands will walk up the left leg, the right leg. Hands come onto the mat, we swing the right leg back. And let's step our way back for our last downward facing dog. Feel how your pelvis, your hips feel lighter than air, like a helium balloon floating into the sky. And then lay knees down. Cross feet at the ankles, swing hips over the top. Let's come to sit and then slowly lower all the way down. So roll down from here onto your back. Hug knees into the body. Take a little rock from side to side. And then come onto your center and let's take some abdominal strengthening. Spread arms like wings onto the ground. Take knees parallel to the hips. Lift the shins up parallel to the floor. Now with the strength of your center, take knees halfway to the right. And then with a pull in of your center, knees come back to the middle. And then over to the left. So control this movement with that strength deep inside your center, with your deepest abdominal muscles. If you're feeling stronger at your center and want to do this with straight legs, you certainly may. Feel a deep connection with your abdominal muscles, the stretching of the obliques. Every movement come deeper, a layer beneath the strength closest to our center. And then when you come back to center next, hug your knees, let your head rock from side to side. And we're ready now to move into our inversions. So if you feel you can safely take a shoulder stand today, carefully, gently, lift hips and legs up above your shoulders. Use your hands to support your body safely here. Another option here is a bridge pose. With feet planted on the mat, we push into the feet as we lift hips into the sky and create a bridge. Now let this be your daily dose of anti-aging, rejuvenation. Breathe in blessings. Bird song, the light of stars dimming in the dawn. Breathe in mystery in the mountain streams. Equanimity and the audacity to live life boldly, freely, willingly, in service to the whole. Now carefully, gently, let your body return to the mat. Lay down each vertebra one at a time. And once you're safely home again, if you've been in the bridge pose, your back will be happy if you hug your knees one more time. And then let's take fish pose as a counter pose. Slipping hands underneath the hips, we'll lay our legs onto the floor. We'll sit on our hands to tuck our elbows and forearms underneath our body. Now, as we roll our shoulders back and loop them to the back, our heart lifts up, our head drops back, and our neck gets a chance to open and stretch. And then chin comes back in. And gently, we lower that fish pose back onto the earth. Hands slip out from underneath the hips, and now reach behind our head to the floor. We're getting long now to take one final twist as a gift for our back and spine. Reach down for the right knee. Give that knee a hug and then guide it across to the left. Let your head turn to the right and spiral this twist up the full length of your spine. As we twist in the back, we squeeze in the front. Wonderfully toning for our digestive system. Now let the left hand slip away. Gently the body falls back onto our back, and we return ourselves to that place where we feel centered. Getting long again, stretching legs and arms, and then reaching down for the left knee. Hugging that knee toward us and then over to the right, looking to the left. Gently sipping breaths of this twist. And then we let go. We're rolling back onto our back once again, finding our way to our center. And this time we release our entire body to the safe support of the floor beneath us. Let everything fall open and let your eyes close. We've arrived now at our final relaxation. We've removed the distractions of our mind and the discomforts of our body, so that we can come to that place where we can connect more deeply with our heart, our spirit, who we are at our very best. Surrendering to this guidance. Truth leads us not away from engagement, but straight into the fiery heart of life. Let's allow our breath to take our relaxation even deeper. Leaving hands beside you on the floor or slipping them onto your abdomen to feel the rise and fall of your breath. Silently count backwards, beginning at 10, with each inhale and each exhale. Each breath soothes us, releases us into a deeper place. Breath completes the circle of ebb and flow, highs and lows, form and formless, joined in one embrace. No matter where I look, it's there. A flash of knowing, a moment of repose. Surrendering to this guidance. Truth leads me not away from engagement, but straight into the fiery heart of life. When your countdown reaches zero, let your hands drop again to the earth. And when you're ready to begin closing your practice today, whether that's now or sometime later, because this room is available as long as you'd like it to be. But when you are ready, take a moment to close your practice first in any way that is meaningful for you today. When you've had your own closure, whether that be now or sometime later, to ease your way back into your life, roll first only onto your right side to rest. To enjoy the afterglow of your practice for a few breaths. Feel peaceful, happy, joyful. And then at last, when your heart is ready, return yourself to that comfortable position where we began our practice today. Full of joy, ready to take on an amazing and beautiful weekend. Let this moment now be a moment of gratitude for your practice today, for the gifts that you've received, and for how wonderful you feel. And then one last time, let's release our neck and let our head rock from side to side. And as we come back to our center, an inhale carries our arms up into the sky, where our hands will meet in a prayer. That prayer will come to our forehead for joy in our thoughts today. And then to our lips for joy in our words. And now to our heart for joy in our heart. May the sun shine upon you. All love surround you. And may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste.